Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. It only gets better. Today we look at Isaiah chapter 25, verse 9. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." Have you ever found yourself saying the phrase, "It just doesn't get any better than this"? Maybe you had your arms crossed resting in a hammock. Or maybe you were on the top of a mountain enjoying the view. Maybe your class was having the best day of the year so far and you felt like you were finally doing something right. God sure does bless us with beautiful moments on earth, but none of them can even come close to the glory that we will someday enjoy in heaven. Praise God that this is true, because sometimes we're not asking ourselves if it can get any better. We're asking, will it ever get better? Your class might be having their third tough day in a row, or maybe you just found out that a loved one has been diagnosed with an illness. Maybe your finances aren't as strong as you'd like, or maybe a relationship is strained. There will come a time when your circumstances won't sway from good to bad. You won't have to worry about the stresses of this world because you will be living in perfection. You will be praising our Savior eternally, and there will be no wondering if it can get better because it will be the best. Our reading today says, "In that day they will say, 'Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation.'" All of those who believe will have eternal life in heaven. It's true. We are undeserving, and yet by God's grace, the best is yet to come. It gets better than even our best moments here on earth. Open the Word of God and get to know those promises of a better life. When you know him and his Word better, your eyes can more easily be fixed on him. They can more easily look up when the hard times come. Open your Bible to Philippians 3:20-21 to be reminded of where your citizenship lies. Open to Revelation 21 and hear the promise of your tears being wiped away by your Heavenly Father who loves you so. Read John 14 and get excited about the room he is preparing for you even as you are reading this devotion. It gets better than your best days, and it will get better during the toughest ones. You can count on it because you can count on him. Praise God. We pray together. Lord, when your glory I shall see and taste your kingdom's pleasure, your blood my royal robe shall be, my joy beyond all measure. When I appear before your throne, your righteousness will be my crown. With these I need not hide me. And there, in garments richly wrought, as your own bride, I shall be brought to stand in joy beside you. A question to consider. What parts of Scripture do you turn to for praise? And what parts of Scripture do you turn to in sorrow? Depending on your day, open to one of those verses and cling to the promise that we will one day see his face, God's face, in heaven. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.